Hare Krishna? Oh, yes. Oh, Hare Krishna. Please, sedite and slouchate. First of all, I'm very, very grateful that I can address all of you today on Gaur Purnima about the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prije svega, jako sam zahvalan što vas večeras na Gaur Purnim mogu nešto pričati o pojavi gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhua.
I'm also very grateful that you have all come from different towns of the Balkan. We have devotees from Sarajevo, from Belgrade. There is Sri Damsaka, from Zagreb, of course. We have devotees from Germany and even devotees from Switzerland.
Isto sam tako zahvalan što su došli ovdje bhakte iz mnogih balkanskih gradova poput Beograda i Sarajeva i Zagreba, a također su ovdje bhakte iz Njemačke i Švicarske.
Švicarske, yes. And we all have come with the same focus.
A svi smo došli s istim fokusom.
We want to concentrate today on the most wonderful appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Želimo se danas usredotočiti na najdivniju pojavu Chaitanya Mahaprabhua.
And we want to experience something which we could call passive spirituality.
I željeli bismo iskusiti nešto što se zove takozvana pasivna spiritualnost, duhovnost.
What is passive spirituality?
Što je to pasivna duhovnost?
Well, it means something else than active spirituality.
Znači nešto drugo postoji što je aktivna duhovnost.
In active spirituality you have to bodhidobha, you have to endeavor very hard. In passive spirituality you just have to be there.
U aktivnoj duhovnosti moramo se jako puno truditi, ali u pasivnoj duhovnosti samo trebamo biti tu.
In active spirituality your advancement is dependent on your own endeavor.
U aktivnoj duhovnosti duhovni napredak ovisi o našem vlastitom naporu.
In passive spirituality whatever happens is entirely, and I want to say it again, entirely dependent on the milost.
A u pasivnoj duhovnosti sve, i želim to naglasiti ponovno, sve ovisi o milosti.
Kripa shakti or the energy of mercy comes like a rainfall from the spiritual world and is covering or touching all of those who are just there at the right time, at the right spot.
Krishna Shakti ili Kripa Shakti ili kiša milosti koja dolazi iz duhovnog svijeta silazi na sve koji su tu prisutni da bi primili milost gospodina.
In a moment we will learn that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a personality of Godhead who has chosen to become famous for giving his Kripa Shakti or the rain of his mercy to all who are just there at the right time, at the right spot.
Uskoro ćemo saznati da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inkarnacijom gospodina koji je došao tu da bi dao svoj kripa šakti, odnosno kišu milosti onima koji su prisutni tu na pravom mjestu u pravo vrijeme.
An analogy is given to make us understand this passive spirituality. And the analogy is we are like seeds who are in the ground. And when we get the rain of Kripa Shakti, then we will blossom and grow.
Postoji analogija koja nam može pomoći da to bolje razumijemo. Mi smo poput sjemena koje se nalazi u zemlji, a kada dolazi kiša milosti, ona nam pomaže da cvjetamo i da rastemo.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he actually made everyone fortunate, even those who did not want to become fortunate.
Kada se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio, on je usrećio svakoga, čak i one koji nisu željeli biti sretni.
In the ancient scriptures it says he flooded the world with love and no one could escape that flood.
U drevnim spisima je rečeno da je on preplavio svijet sa svojom ljubavlju i nitko nije mogao izbjeći toj poplavi.
How this is so, we will learn in this lecture.
A kako je to točno bilo, saznat ćemo na ovoj lekciji.
I really hope that today no one of us will escape the Kripa Shakti.
Nadam se da danas nitko neće pobjeći Kripa Shakti.
One thing I need is I have given pieces of paper to some brahmanas amongst us and some future brahmanas.
Dao sam papire nekim brahmanama ovdje ili nekim budućim brahmanama.
At a certain time, all of you who have received papers with some texts will have to sing these texts together with me, because these are texts glorifying Mahaprabhu's appearance.
I u jednome trenutku, svi vi koji ste dobili te papire, morat ćete ponavljati ovo za mnom, zato što se ovime slavi pojava Čaitanja Mahaprabhuva.
So I do hope that you will all be able to sing it in the same melody as I am chanting.
I nadam se da ćete svi moći pjevati u istoj melodiji u kojoj ja.
Another point is, we will now for half an hour go deeply into the ocean of nectar.
A sada ćemo pola sata ući duboko u ocean nektara.
Even if you can't swim in that ocean, no problem, just be there.
Čak i ako ne možete plivati u tom oceanu, nema uopće problema, samo budite tu.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitana Jaya Nitananda. Jaya Advaita Chanda, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. Nitananda, Nitananda, Nitananda Ram. Go Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskatyari Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Oh Gauranga Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna. We have not even started and already we are. We can't stop.
Još nismo niti počeli, a već ne možemo ni stati.
I'm very, very happy that our Navadvip Prabhu has come. Please, when he comes your way, somehow we have to make place. I will carry him on my head, if necessary. Hare Krishna, Navadvip. You might like to sit on the chair, and when we have that time when the older devotees are requested to speak, we will call upon you. We all have heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but can we understand truly his greatness?
Svi smo čuli za Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ali možemo li uistinu razumjeti njegovu veličinu?
How will a little cup be able to capture the whole ocean?
Kako mala čaša može obuhvatiti čitav ocean?
How will a little ant understand a mountain of diamonds?
Kako će mali mrav shvatiti planinu dijamanata?
How will we, with our material brains, which are full of worries, understand the most blissful and merciful manifestation of God?
Kako ćemo mi sa svojim umovima koji su puni briga shvatiti najmilostiviju inkarnaciju Gospodina?
It is not possible.
To nije moguće.
But we will try nevertheless to hear about him.
Ali ipak ćemo pokušati slušati o njemu.
We will raise some questions to him.
Postavit ćemo mu neka pitanja.
And we will hopefully find spiritual solutions from him to our material problems.
I nadamo se da ćemo pronaći neka duhovna rješenja za naše materijalne probleme.
Let us start.
Krenimo.
The absolute truth is one.
Apsolutna istina je jedna.
But eternally he becomes two, Radha and Krishna, to enjoy loving relationships.
Ali ona vječno postaje dvoje, Radha i Krishna, kako bi uživala u ljubavnim razmjenama.
At one stage, Krishna observes his most dearest devotee Srimati Radharani and finds out, I cannot understand her love for me.
Krishna je u jednom trenutku promatrao svojeg najdražeg baktu Srimati Radharani i shvatio da ne može razumjeti njezinu ljubav prema njemu.
I do understand everything, but this is a secret to me.
Ja mogu sve razumjeti, ali ovo mi ostaje tajna.
And in order to understand the love which Srimati Radharani bears for him, Lord Krishna decides to appear in this world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Da bi shvatio ljubav koju Srimati Radharani osjeća prema njemu, Gospodin Krishna silazi u ovaj svijet kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
When Radharani hears that her beloved Lord wishes to go on a love expedition to understand her heart, she says, what I feel is too strong for you.
Kada Radharani sazna da je njezin voljeni spreman krenuti na takav poduhvat, ona kaže, moja ljubav je prejaka za tebe.
You need to be protected when you go on your love expedition.
Kada kreneš na tu ekspediciju, potrebna ti je zaštita.
You need to be protected by my love.
Potrebno je da te zaštiti moja ljubav.
When you will appear in this world, you will be covered by my golden effulgence.
Kada ćeš se pojaviti u ovom svijetu, bit ćeš prekriven mojim zlatnim sjajem.
This golden effulgence of love will protect you when you totter, when you tremble, when you stumble, and when you fall on the ground and cry, like I cry sometimes for you.
A to će te zaštititi kada budeš, kada se budeš tresao, kada budeš padao na tlo, kao što ja ponekad činim od ljubavi prema tebi.
And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inside Krishna, black, like a monsoon cloud.
Na taj način, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je iznutra Krishna, crn, poput monsunskog oblaka.
And outside Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is golden, with a golden effulgence, like Srimati Radharani.
A izvana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je zlatan, sa zlatnim sjajem, poput Srimati Radharani.
How can an ant understand a mountain of diamonds?
Kako mrav može shvatiti planinu dijamanata?
How can we understand this love expedition?
Kako možemo shvatiti tu ekspediciju ljubavi?
Let us not even try very much.
Nemojmo se niti truditi previše.
Let us make it simple for us.
Pojednostavimo to sami sebi.
Let us look a little bit on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Maybe we can understand a little bit more about him when we hear about this.
Pogledajmo malo u aktivnosti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu-a i onda ćemo ga tako možda moći malo bolje shvatiti.
Once there were two great rascals. Jagai and Madai were like Al Capone, and who else is a rascal? Adolf Hitler.
Bili su jednom dva nitkova, Jagaj i Madaj, poput Al Caponea i koji još veliki nitkov, Adolf Hitler.
The dearest companion in the expansion of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, thought, if I can make these two rascals into devotees, then everyone will believe in the power of my Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A najdraži pratioc i ekspanzija gospodina Nityananda Prabhu je pomislio, ako ove osobe mogu preobratiti u bhakte, tada ću im pokazati svijetu slave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In modern times it is like, imagine, how is he called, Wilhelm Busch or no, George Bush. George Bush, the American man, would become a Hare Krishna. We would immediately feel Krishna consciousness would spread. I don't know what everyone would think about it, but at least it would be some news.
To si možemo današnjim nekim terminima predstaviti kao da američki predsjednik George Bush postane bhakta. Ne znam što bi ljudi mislili o tome, ali imalo bi nekog efekta.
So Nityananda decided, I will go and preach in such a way that Jagai and Madai, the greatest rascals of the time, will become devotees.
I Nityananda je pomislio, ići ću propovijedati na takav način da najveći nitkovi, Jagai i Madai, postanu bhakte.
When Madai saw that Nityananda was approaching them, he was drunken.
Kada je Madai vidio da im se Nityananda približava, bio je pijan.
Nityananda requested with tears in his eyes, please, Madai and Jagai, chant the names of the Lord.
Nityananda im je prišao sa suzama u očima i rekao im, Madai, Jagai, molim vas, pjevajte sveta imena gospodina.
But Madai just took a broken pot of wine and threw it against the head of Nityananda, so that blood came.
A Madai je samo uzeo komadić slomljene posude od vina i bacio ga u Nityanandinu glavu, koja je zatim prokrvarila.
When Nityananda saw blood was coming from his forehead, he said, it doesn't matter what you did, my brother, chant the names of the Lord.
Kada je Nityananda vidio da je s njegovog čela curila krv, on je rekao, brate, nije važno što si učinio, samo pjevaj gospodinova imena.
Nityananda was cool, like the moon, which shines into the courtyard of even Adolf Hitler.
Nityananda je bio miran poput mjeseca koji sija i u dvorište Adolfa Hitlera.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was not cool like the moon. He came hot like the sun.
Kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to čuo, on nije bio hladan poput mjeseca, bio je vruć poput sunca.
He called for his fire wheel, the Sudarshan chakra, which can destroy a whole universe. He said, "Chakra, chakra, kill these rascals."
Pozvao je Sudarshan čakru koja može uništiti čitav svemir i rekao je, "Čakra, čakro, uništi ove nitkove."
It is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are like the sun and the moon who have risen simultaneously.
Rečeno je da su Chaitanya i Nityananda poput sunca i mjeseca koji su se istovremeno pojavili.
Nityananda said, "If you now want to kill these two rascals, you will have to kill so many people because so many people are rascals."
A Nityananda mu je rekao, ako ćeš sada ubiti ove nitkove, morat ćeš ih ubiti toliko puno više zato što su svi ljudi takvi.
Remember, in this incarnation you have come without weapons. Come and show your mercy weapon. Forgive them and give them love of Krishna.
Sjeti se da si sada došao bez oružja, daj im svoje oružje milosti, oprosti im i daj im ljubav prema Krišni.
These people, you must know, they were murdering people, they were burning whole villages down, they were torturing people, they were raping pious women.
Morate znati da su ti ljudi ubijali, da su spaljivali sela, da su silovali pobožne žene.
And now they had hit Nityananda, so that blood came.
A sada su pogodili Nityanandu tako da je tako da se pojavila čak i krv.
Nityananda said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was ready to finish these two, forgive them.
A Nityananda je rekao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji ih je bio spreman uništiti, rekao im je oprosti.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay.
A Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, u redu.
Because it is your desire.
Zato što je to tvoja želja.
And he invited the two to come to one of his kirtans.
I on je pozvao tu dvojicu da prisustvuju jednom od njegovih kirtana.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led these kirtans, the love of Krishna was just flowing into the hearts of everyone present like a strong river of mercy.
Kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vodio te kirtane, ljubav prema Bogu se izljevala u srca svih prisutnih poput kiše milosti.
But in that one kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden color momentarily became black.
Ali u tom kirtanu zlatna put gospodina Chaitanya istoga trenutka postala je crna.
It became black because all the bad karma, the reactions of Jaga and Madai momentarily covered him.
Postala je crna zato što je sva loša karma prekrila loša karma Jaga i Madhya prekrila njegovo tijelo.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time asked Advaita Acharya, how do I look like?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je u tom trenutku pitao Advaita Acharyu, kako izgledam?
Advaita Acharya said, like always, Krishna, the blackish Syama Sundara.
Advaita Acharya odgovorio, sličiš kao i uvijek, Krišni, Shyama Sundari.
My dear devotees, this is forgiveness for one's bad karma to the highest extreme.
Dragi moji bhakte, ovo je opraštanje od loše karme do krajnjih ekstrema.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this often.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bi često to činio.
He was so attractive that even the richest people of the then time, Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, gave up all their other activities to join his movement.
On je bio tako privlačen da su i ondašnji najbogatiji ljudi poput Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswamija i Sanatan Goswamija napustili sve da bi se pridružili njegovom pokretu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attractiveness was more like millions of gods of love.
privlačnost četanja Mahaprabhua bila je više od milijuna bogova ljubavi.
Once there was a Vasudev who had leprosy, all over his body. It was an incurable case of leprosy. His body was full with worms who were eating his wounds.
Vasudev je imao neizlječiv oblik kuge i čak su i crvi su bili na njegovim ranama.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just took the poor man who was ready to die into his arms and he cured him. And not only did he cure him of all his leprosy, no, Vasudev developed a beautiful, handsome body.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ga uzeo u svoje ruke i izliječio ga, ne samo da ga izliječio od gube, nego je Vasudev dobio i prekrasno tijelo.
How could just a single embrace cure an incurable case of leprosy?
Kako je samo jedan zagrlje mogao izliječiti neizliječiv oblik gube?
And have you heard about the 60,000 Mayavadi impersonalist yogis of Varanasi?
A jeste li čuli za 60,000 Mayavadi sanjasi impersonalista u Varanasiju?
When they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting an effulgence like the rising sun over the Udgiri mountain.
Kada su oni ugledali Chaitanya Mahaprabhua, on je izgledao kao sunce koje izlazi na Udgiri planinu.
And these staunch people who did not believe in God, immediately 60,000 just became the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A ti ljudi koji nisu čak niti vjerovali u Boga, istog trenutka postali su sljedbenici Chaitanya Mahaprabhua.
Mahaprabhu had a potency more powerful than thousands of suns.
Mahaprabhu je imao moć snažniju od tisuću sunaca.
A little while ago, Gaurahari and myself lived in a jungle 2 years ago.
Prije 2 godine Gaurahari i ja živjeli smo u džungli.
The Jharikhanda forest.
U šumi Jharikhande.
When Mahaprabhu once went through this forest, he made all the elephants and tigers dance in ecstasy. And tigers began to embrace deers, and deers embraced the tigers. Hari bol!
Kada je Mahaprabhu prolazio kroz tu šumu, slonovi i tigrovi počeli su plesati u blaženstvu, a srne su grlile lavove, a lavovi srne.
What is his potency to make rascals into saints?
Koja je to njegova moć da nitkovi postaju sveci?
What is his power to draw the richest men of the world and make them hermits?
Koja je to njegova moć da može privući najbogatije ljude svijeta i učiniti ih pustinjacima, isposnicima?
What causes strong atheists and impersonalists to cry tears of love?
Od čega su to okorili?
For God?
Okorili impersonalisti plakali suze ljubavi prema Bogu.
And what can make a tiger embrace a deer and not even think of blood?
I kako to da je tigar zagrlio srnu bez da je pomisli na krv?
Very difficult to answer. It's the power of God.
Jako je teško dati odgovor na to. To je Božja moć.
By this potency, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived people who were clinically dead.
Svojom moći Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je oživljavao ljude koji su bili klinički mrtvi.
By the same potency, he would expand into 7 identical forms who all danced in the ecstasy of love of Godhead.
I tom istom moći on se očitovao u 7 oblika koji su plesali u zanosnoj ljubavi prema Bogu.
But if you think that these miracles alone show the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you make a grave mistake.
No, ako mislite da samo ta čuda pokazuju veličinu Čaitanja Mahaprabhua, stvarno ste u krivu.
It's real how potency is that without considering who was qualified and who was not, he would transform the hearts of one and all.
Njegova stvarna moć bila je u tome što je bez bilo kao razmišljanja dijelio svoju milost svima bez diskriminacije.
And this was so strong that it is said that he liberated everyone who at that time lived in this particular universe.
A to je bilo toliko moćno da je rečeno da je on oslobodio sve koji su u to vrijeme bili prisutni u ovom svemiru.
This had happened already when Krishna appeared and earlier when Ramachandra appeared.
To se dogodilo i ranije kada se pojavio Krishna i kada se pojavio Ramachandra.
You might say, but how did the universe become so full again that?
Možda ćete reći, pa kako se onda svemir ponovno ispunio?
It is said there are unlimited living entities who have turned away from God, and when just one little universe goes back to Godhead, it will fill up. There is a waiting queue of trillions of billions of zillions of zillions, zillion, billions, trillions of fools.
Dakle, postoji red za čekanje miliona, triliona, biliona budalastih koji čekaju da dođu u ovaj svijet, tako da nije bio problem ako jedan svemir bio oslobođen.
The dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, said, "My Lord, as long as you are situated within the material world, you will send to the spiritual sky all the moving and also the non-moving living entities."
Dragi gospodin Bhakta Haridas Thakur je rekao da sve dok si prisutan u ovom svemiru ti ćeš izbaviti sva pokretna i nepokretna bića i odvesti ih u duhovni svijet.
Please don't think these are just some birthday words.
Nemojte misliti da su ovo samo neke rođendanske riječi.
You know, on someone's birthday we say you are the best. We say it for one day in the year, but the other, we may think also something else while we say it.
Znate, kad netko ima rođendan, onda mu kažemo pa ti si najbolji, a ostale dane kažemo nešto drugo.
No, these things are true.
Ne, te stvari su istinite.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was foretold 5,000 years ago when Lord Krishna had just appeared.
Prorečeno je da će Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doći prije 5000 godina, baš kada se pojavio gospodin Krishna.
When Krishna was just very small, a name-giving ceremony was done by the priest of the Yadu dynasty, who is called Gaga Rishi.
Kada je Krishna bio mali, onda na ceremoniji davanja imena svećenik Gaga Rishi je provodio ceremoniju.
Gaga Rishi had the ability to see past, present and future. He was a seer.
Gaga Rishi je mogao vidjeti prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost.
And he said, "Asan vanastrayo hyasya grinato nu yugam tanuhu shuklo raktastata pita idanim krishna tam gata." He said, "Nanda Maharaj, if you think this boy is an ordinary boy, you are wrong."
Rekao je Nanda Maharaj, ako misliš da je ovaj dječak samo običan dječak, ti si u krivu.
He appears age after age.
On se pojavljuje iz doba u dob.
He is the unborn supreme personality of Godhead.
On je nerođena svevišnja božanska osoba.
But when the Kali Yuga comes, that's the time in which we live, then he will come in a golden color.
Ali kada dođe Kali Yuga, to je doba u kojoj mi sad živimo, onda će se on pojaviti sa zlatnom puti.
And he will come and spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as the process for one and all to gain liberation from their old karma and to develop love for Krishna.
Doći će i proširiti pjevanje svetih imena kako, za sve, kako bi se oslobodili svoje loše karme i razvili ljubav prema Krišni.
Now I will tell you a little bit what happened during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. It's very interesting.
Sada ću vam nešto ispričati o tome što se dogodilo za vrijeme pojave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a to je jako zanimljivo.
Our brahmanas have to take their pieces of paper now.
Sada naši brahmane moraju uzeti svoje papire.
It was in the year 1486.
Bilo je to 1486. godine.
The moon was thinking at that time.
A mjesec je tada razmišljao.
Oh my Lord.
O moj gospodine.
Soon you will appear.
Uskoro će se pojaviti.
You will be called Gaura Chandra, the golden moon. I am only the silver moon.
Tebe će zvati Gaura Chandra, zlatni mjesec. Ja sam samo srebrni mjesec.
I can't stand next to you. I'm ashamed. I will disappear in a lunar eclipse.
Ne mogu ja stajati pokraj tebe, previše se sramim. Nestaću u pomrčini.
Today the moon is also ashamed.
Večera danas se mjesec također srami.
The evening at 8:30 there will be a total lunar eclipse.
U 8:30 večeras bit će potpuna pomrčina mjeseca.
Today the moon will also feel I am only silver, I can't stand next to the golden moon, Gaura Chandra.
I ovaj mjesec će također pomisliti ja sam samo srebrni mjesec, ne mogu stajati pokraj zlatnog mjeseca Gaura Chandra.
He will say when the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, what's the need for a moon like me with black spots?
Reći će kada se pojavi zlatni mjesec Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji je bez mrlje, kakva je onda potreba za mnom koji sam pun mrlje?
So we will now read for you or sing for you Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful appearance.
A sada ćemo vam pročitati, odnosno otpjevati o prekrasnoj pojavi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I will sing it one time the melody alone and then you all the brahmanas have to sing with me, okay?
Ja ću jednom sam ponoviti melodiju, onda ćete vi ponoviti sa mnom.
Akalanka Gaura Chandra Diladara Shan Sakalanka Chandre Ara Kon prayojana akalanka gaura chandra diladara shana sakalanka chandra kon prayojana together please eta jani rahu kaile chandra grahana krishna krishna hari name base tribhuva Jaya Jaya Dvani Haila Sakala Bhuvana Chamatkara Haya Loka Bhave Manamana Jagat Bariya Loka Bale Hari Hari Teshane Gaura Krishna Bhume Avatari Prasana Haile Saba Jagate Ramana Hari bale hindu ke hasya kayavana Hari bale nari gane dey hula huli Rage vajya nitya kare deva kutahali Rasane oila edasa rasane adi jala Savarag jangama haila ananda viala Nadiya udaya giri puna chanda gaura hari Kipakari hoile ila udaya Papatama haile nashe trija kerulasa Jagat bari hari Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai.
Hare Krishna. Would you like to know what this means?
Želite li znati što ovo znači?
Maybe Irina, you can do an on-the-spot translation for everyone.
Iako su sve ta imena ponešto isključiva, u ovoj inkarnaciji svatko ih može cijeniti. Mnogi, mnogi ljudi prihvatili su to pjevanje. Kada se Čajtanja Mahaprabhu pojavio 1486. godine, mjesec je pomislio. Kada mjesec Čajtanja Mahaprabhu, koji je bez mrlje, postane vidljiv, čemu onda mjesec pun crnih mrlja, poput mene? Razmišljajući tako, Rahu, crni planet, prekrio je puni mjesec. I istog trenutka vibracije Krishna, Krishna, Hari preplavila su tri svijeta.
Please say, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari.
Na taj način, svi ljudi su pjevali Hari Krishna Mahamantru tijekom pomrčine mjeseca, a njihovi umovi bili su preplavljeni čudom. Kada je čitav svijet tako pjevao sveto ime svevišnje božanske osobe, Krishne, u obliku Krišna u obliku gora Harija sišao je na zemlju. Čitav svijet bio je zadovoljan. Dok su Hindusi pjevali sveto ime gospodina, ne Hindusi, posebno muslimani, imitirali su riječi sa šalom. Kada su sve žene vibrirale sveto ime gospodina na zemlji, na nebeskim, na rajskim planetama, došlo je do pjevanja i plesanja, zato što su polubogovi bili veoma značajni. U čitavoj atmosferi svih 10 pravaca postalo je sretnih, kao što su to bili i valovi rijeka. Štoviše, sva bića, pokretna i nepokretna, bila su preplavljena transcendentalnim blaženstvom. Tako, bezosrošnom milošću punog mjeseca, gora Hari, izašao na području Nadije, koji se uspoređuje sa Udayagirijem, gdje sunce najprije postaje vidljivo. Njegova pojava na nebu raspršila je tamu griješnog života i tako su tri svijeta postala sretna i pjevala ime gospodina.
Yes, when the Lord appeared, everyone came to the Ganga and sang the holy names, indicating the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Dakle, kada se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio, tada su se čule slave u koje su
indicating the mission of Chaitanya.
Koje su upućivale na misiju Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I remember once when I was a young devotee, I heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence. He was standing on one side of the banks of the Ganga.
Sjećam se kada sam bio mladi bakta, čuo sam uticaju gospodina Čajtanje kada je stajao na obali rijeke Gange.
The Ganga was at that time a few of 2 kilometers broad.
Ganga u to vrijeme bila široka 2 kilometra.
The people heard, Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there.
A ljudi su čuli, Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je tu.
And they all decided to cross the Ganga.
I svi su odlučili prijeći Gangu.
But they didn't know how to swim.
Ali nisu znali plivati.
So they ran on the little boats, you know, Indian boats, wooden boats.
I onda su ušli u one male indijske drvene čamčiće.
And as the boats were leaving the bank, others came running, take me, I need to see Chaitanya.
A kako su čamci napuštali obalu, ostali su trčali za njima i vikali, uzmite i mene, želim vidjeti Chaitanya.
The boats were too full.
Čamci su bili previše
puni. They sank in the river Ganga.
I potonuli su u rijeci Gange.
But by the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they again rose and they somehow or other, don't ask me how, made the journey.
Ali zahvaljujući milosti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oni su ponovno izronili i nemojte me pitati kako, ali na neki način nastavili su svoje putovanje.
Millions of people were trying to cross the Ganga without any swimming abilities.
Milioni ljudi pokušavali su preći Gangu bez da su imali ikakve sposobnosti plivanja.
And they all could cross.
I svi su mogli preći.
Without a problem.
Bez ikakvih problema.
Because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's energy.
Zbog energije Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Then they came on the other side.
I onda su došli na drugu stranu.
There were so many people that the forests were trampled down.
Bilo je toliko ljudi da su šume bile pregažene.
They all looked at Chaitanya.
Svi su gledali u Chaitanya.
And he told them, chant Hare Krishna.
A on im je rekao, pjevajte Hare Krishna.
And the people responded.
A oni su odgovorili.
Millions and trillions of people responded.
Milioni, trilioni ljudi su odgovorili.
They all could hear the chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Svi su mogli čuti pjevanje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Without any loudspeaker.
Bez ikakvih zvučnika.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke through their hearts because he is the ever-present super soul within every one of us.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je govorio kroz njihova srca, zato je on sve prisutna na duša koja se nalazi u svakome od nas.
It is said that for those embodied souls who are forced to wander throughout the material world, there's no greater blessing than chanting the holy names in the Sankirtan movement of the Lord.
Rečeno je da za uvjetovane duše ovoga svijeta nema većeg blagoslova nego da pjevaju sveta imena Gospodina.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us how we can develop our love for Krishna by simply chanting his holy names.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nas je poučavao kako možemo razviti ljubav prema Krišni jednostavno pjevajući njegova imena.
And how in this way we can attain the supreme peace we are all longing for so desperately.
I kako na taj način možemo dostići vrhovni mir za kojim toliko očajno tragamo.
He gave the holy names of Lord Krishna imbued with that strength.
On je dao Krišnina sveta imena koja su bila ispunjena tom snagom.
This way the Bhagavatam says one can become free from the cycle of repeated birth and death in this universe.
Na taj način Bhagavatam kaže da se možemo osloboditi opetovanog rađanja i umiranja u ovom svijetu.
Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, people knew about God a little bit like in the Western civilization, where God is regarded to be a total distant entity, full of tremendous power.
Prije pojave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ljudi su smatrali, baš kao i danas u zapadnoj civilizaciji, da je Bog neka daleka sila koja je odvojena od ovog svijeta.
After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, or with his appearance, people could understand, no, that God is a lover, a joyous personality who yearns to embrace each one of us.
Ali nakon pojave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mogli su shvatiti da je Bog u stvari ljubavnik, osoba koja je spremna svakoga prigrliti.
My dear devotees, we don't live at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Dragi moji bhakte, mi ne živimo u vrijeme Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Have you noticed this?
Jeste li to primijetili?
The whole universe is not full of love.
Čitav svemir nije pun ljubavi.
But full of business where everyone wants to make his own name, fame and glory.
Već pun poslovnih razmjena u kojima svatko želi ostvariti slavu, ime i dobit.
It is said when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this most loving form of God, left the world, there was an earthquake.
Rečeno je da kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu napustio ovaj svijet, došlo je do potresa.
Mother Bhumi or Mother Earth couldn't tolerate the separation. It was shaking. Houses were breaking and people were actually buried.
Majka Bhumi, odnosno majka zemlja, nije to mogla podnijeti i nije mogla podnijeti tu odvojenost i počela se tresti. Kuće su se tresle. Isto tako su i ljudi bili pokopani.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees have described how they felt just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance.
Bhakti gospodina Chaitanya su opisivali kako su se osjećali baš neposredno nakon odlaska Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This is the same place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was.
Ovo isto mjesto na kojem je bio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
These are the same people who were with him.
To su isti ljudi koji su bili s njime.
This is the same holy name, Hare Krishna, which we all sang with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To je isto sveto ime Krishna koje smo pjevali zajedno sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But now where the Lord has left, everything is empty.
Ali sada, kada je gospodin otišao, sve je prazno.
We don't feel anything when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. It is not like when he was present.
Ništa ne osjećamo kad pjevamo Hare Krishna maha mantru. Nije isto kao kad je on bio prisutan.
Oh no, how can we live without our Lord?
Oh ne, kako ćemo živjeti bez našeg gospodina?
Will those sweet days ever return for planet Earth?
Hoće li se ti slatki dani ikada vratiti na planet Zemlju?
Do you know what happens when God leaves the world?
Znate li što se dogodi kada gospodin napusti ovaj svijet?
Kali or quarrel and misunderstanding enters.
Kali, odnosno svađa ili nerazumijevanje, ulazi.
And with each day the influence of Kali corrupts people more and more.
I svakim danom utjecaj Kalija sve više i više korumpira ljude.
The people may try their best.
Ljudi mogu davati sve od sebe.
But by this bad influence of Kali, their cheating qualities, their ego qualities, their depression and lamentation and fear and everything becomes bigger as the days go by.
Ali zbog lošeg utjecaja doba Kali i sve njihove loše odlike, depresije i jadikovanje postaju sve veći i veći.
Even spiritualists are attacked by Kali.
Čak i duhovne osobe napada Kali.
Brahmacharis stop to be good brahmacharis.
Brahmachari prestaju biti dobri brahmachari.
Householders will become beggars.
Obiteljski ljudi postaju prosjeci.
And the sannyasis will become greedy for wealth.
A sannyasi postaju pohlepni za bogatstvom.
Age of quarrel.
To je doba svađe.
Kali.
Kali.
Comes when the Lord leaves the world.
Ona dolazi kada gospodin napušta svijet.
But my dear devotees, do not be worried.
Ali, dragi moji bhakte, ne brinite.
If you make the decision today to not become a victim of Kali and take shelter at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have a chance.
Ako danas odlučite da nećete postati žrtva Kalija, da ćete uzeti utočište Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, onda možda imate neku priliku.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sown seeds.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu posijao je sjeme.
Which can grow and produce fruits.
Sjeme koje može rasti i roditi plodom.
When he liberated Jagai and Madai, the two Adolf Hitler and George or whatever. I don't want to make a political statement. This was a seed.
Kada je oslobodio Jagai i Madai, to je bilo sjeme.
When he attracted Raghunath Goswami, Raghunath first, the richest man, to join his movement, that was a seed.
Kada je privukao Ragunata koji je bio tako bogat čovjek, to je bilo sjeme.
When he made the animals dance and embrace each other, that was a seed.
Kada je naveo životinje da plešu i da se grle, to je bilo sjeme.
These seeds are still here in the earth of the world, the atmosphere of the world.
To sjeme je još uvijek prisutno u ovome svijetu, u atmosferi ovog svijeta.
And when you take shelter in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's seeds of mercy, you will see how they will produce fruits.
A kada uzmete utočište sjemena milosti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, vidjet ćete kako će oni roditi plodom.
When I was a little child, I liked apples.
Kad sam bio malo dijete, volio sam jabuke.
Now I like strawberries.
A sad volim jagode.
So my grandpa said, I give you a seed.
A moj djed mi je rekao, daću ti sjeme.
The seed of the apple tree.
Sjeme drveta jabuke.
You will always have apples in your life.
Dakle, da u svom životu možeš uvijek imati jabuke.
Take good care of the seed.
Dobro se brini za to sjeme.
Don't allow that it will be killed.
Nemoj dopustiti da se uništi.
Just a little while ago I was back in Hamburg and I saw my apple tree. It's alive and well.
Baš sam nedavno bio u Hamburgu i vidio sam svoje drvo jabuke. Dobro je, dobro se drži.
It's getting a little old. I think I will hopefully outlive that tree.
Malo stari, nadam se da ću ja naživjeti to drvo.
And I asked my parents and they said yes, it still has apples.
Pitao sam svoje roditelje i oni su rekli da, još uvijek rodi jabuke.
Seeds have potency which manifests in due course of time.
Sjeme ima moć koje se očituje u određenom vremenskom razdoblju.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the seeds of Krishna consciousness everywhere in the atmosphere of this world.
Tako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bacio sjeme svjesnosti Krishna svuda u atmosferi ovoga svijeta.
If you find one of these seeds, you can water it and take shelter under its under its branches and enjoy the fruits.
Ako pronađete koje sjeme, možete se pobrinuti za njega i zalijevati ga i uživati ispod grana tog drveta i uživati u plodovima.
What does this practical mean to find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gifts today?
Što to praktično znači pronaći darove Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
It really means to take shelter in two of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's processes.
To u stvari znači uzeti utočište u dva procesa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Do you remember when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home?
Sjećate li se kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu otišao kuće?
Have you heard how his mother cried?
Jeste li čuli kako je njegova majka plakala?
And did you know what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to her when he left home to take the renounced order of life?
I znate li što je on rekao, što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao svojoj majci kad je napustio dom da bi uzeo sanjas ili odvojen red života?
He said, "Mother, don't cry."
Rekao je, majko, ne plači.
I will be together with you in two forms always.
Uvijek ću biti s tobom u dva oblika.
Whenever you chant the holy names, I will come on your tongue and then enter your heart.
Kada god budeš pjevala sveta imena, ja ću ući na tvoj jezik i zatim na tvoje srce.
And whenever you worship me in my form as the deity, I will come into your eyes and then enter your heart.
A kada me god budeš obožavala u mom obliku božanstva, ja ću se pojaviti u tvojim očima, a zatim ući u tvoje srce.
And this process still works today.
Taj proces još i danas djelotvoran.
Yes, you can be together with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even today.
Da, čak i danas možete biti s Chaitanya Mahaprabhuom.
You need to learn how to chant.
Trebate naučiti kako pjevati.
And you need to invite him into your heart.
I trebate ga pozvati u svoje srce.
Then you are together with him.
Tada ste zajedno s njim.
Prabhupada used to say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still dancing.
Prabhupada bi znao reći, Čaitanja Mahaprabhu još uvijek pleše.
And we just jump into his kirtan.
A mi samo uskačemo u njegov kirtan.
And follow him and dance with him.
I slijedimo ga i plešemo s njim.
Would you like to learn this art?
Želite li naučiti to umijeće?
Today I was walking in Zagreb for my health regimen and I told one devotee, I don't think it's good to celebrate an appearance day and think, oh yes, this was the year 1486. How can we make contact now with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Danas sam zbog svojeg zdravlja hodao Zagrebom i baš sam rekao jednom bhakti, li ima smisla slaviti pojavu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu godine 1486.
If he is God, I feel we should contact him now.
Ako je on Bog, mislim da ga moramo kontaktirati sad.
And the Lord can be contacted when we follow his process how to contact him.
A stupiti u dodir s Bogom možemo tako ako slijedimo proces koji nam to omogućuje.
When Mahaprabhu came, he brought with him a royal train where everyone could go free of cost back to the spiritual world.
Kada je Mahaprabhu došao, on je sa sobom doveo i kraljevski vlak koji svatko može dobiti slobodno mjesto za povratak kući Bogu.
He left and the train left.
On je otišao i vlak je otišao.
But he saw that we would not come back to the spiritual world without a second express train.
Ali je znao da se nećemo vratiti u duhovni svijet bez drugog ekspresnog vlaka.
And he sent this train.
I on je poslao taj vlak.
Which is parked in your heart.
Koji se nalazi u našem srcu.
The entrance fee is to this train.
Ulazna karta za to je.
You must learn to chant without offenses.
Da moramo naučiti mantrati bez uvreda.
I will chant one last verse and translate it for you and then I come to the end.
Još ću zapjevati jedan stih i prevesti ga za vas i privesti ovo kraju.
This principle of taking a process which is given by God and reaching God is expressed in the 10th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 31.
U 10. pjevanju, 2. poglavlju, 31. stihu opisan je proces na koji možemo stupiti u dodir sa Bogom.
Svajam samutirya sudushtaram yumam Bhavanavam bhima madaprasoridaha Bhavat padam buruhanavam atrate Nidayata sat anugraho bhavan. O Lord, you are like the shining sun.
O Gospodine, ti si poput sjajnog sunca.
You are always ready to fulfill the desires of your devotees.
Uvijek si spreman ispuniti želje svoje bhakta.
In this way you are known as a wish-fulfilling tree from which we can have all our desires fulfilled.
Na taj način ti si poznati kao drvo za ispunjenje želja koje nam može pomoći da ispunimo sve svoje želje.
Now when the great souls come and take full shelter under your lotus feet.
A kada velike duše dođu i uzmu puno utočište tvojih stopala.
They cross this ocean of the material world by a boat.
Oni prelaze taj ocean materijalnog svijeta pomoću broda.
But the fantastic thing is, although they have crossed the ocean of material life by a boat, they have left this boat on our side so that we can use it again.
No zadivljujuće je to što iako su prešli taj ocean pomoću broda, oni su taj brod ipak ostavili na obali tako da ga mi možemo ponovno koristiti.
This mystical thing is possible by your mercy.
Ta mistična pojava moguća je tvojom milošću.
My dear devotees, my dear friends and my dear skeptics.
Dragi moji bhakte, dragi moji prijatelji i skeptici.
When I cross the Adria and start at Split and get out in Africa with my boat is in Africa, not in Split.
Ako krenem s Jadranskog mora iz Splita i dođem u Afriku, moj brod je u Africi, nije više u Splitu.
But when the great souls leave this world, their process is not in the spiritual world. It stays here with us.
Ali kada velike duše odu iz ovog svijeta, proces, njihov proces ostaje ovdje s nama, ne odlazi s njima.
What this means is that these great souls establish bhakti movements which act like boats which can take the conditioned souls like us back home, back to Godhead.
To znači da te velike duše utemeljuju bhakti pokrete koji mogu nas, uvjetovane duše, vratiti nazad kućem Bogu.
Our Hare Krishna movement is such a boat.
Naš Hare Krishna pokret je takva vrsta broda.
At least in theory.
Barem u teoriji.
Often in practice we see that Kali also enters this movement.
Često u praksi možemo vidjeti da Kali također prodire i ovaj pokret.
And the main trick which Kali uses to sink the boat of a spiritual movement is quarrels, misunderstanding, disagreements amongst devotees.
A glavni trikovi koje Kali koristi da bi potopio taj brod su nerazumijevanje i svađe među baktama.
In this age, when you want to be in the spiritual movement, you have to tolerate to exist with each other and next to each other.
U ovom dobu, ako želite biti u duhovnom pokretu, trebate tolerirati jedne druge.
You should not allow that Maya clouds your perspective and that you find fault and become distrustful of others.
Ne biste trebali dopustiti da vas Maja prekrije i da počnete tražiti greške i da ne vjerujete više drugima.
Each of us has a balloon in his brain.
Svatko od nas u svom mozgu ima balon.
And here is the entrance of the balloon in the back.
A ovdje iza je ulaz u taj balon.
A Maya illusion of Kali stands there to blow up this balloon of false ego.
Maya
Hare Krishna.
Maya ili iluzija stoji tamo i puša u taj balon.
Pushed, yes. And then we begin to quarrel.
I počnemo se svađati.
It said when one is envious of those who are the demigods, one is envious of the personality of Godhead or the Vedas or of the Vaishnavas, he and his civilization will be vanquished without delay.
Rečeno je da onaj tko je zavidan na polubogove, na Vaishnave, da će oni, njegova civilizacija, biti uništena za uvijek.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's boat will work if we learn to cooperate.
Brod Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moći će funkcionirati ako naučimo zajedno živjeti zajedno, sudjelovati zajedno.
Then despite of our little differences which come because someone blows into our little tube, then despite of these little differences, we can actually create a spiritual atmosphere, at least in a limited sphere.
Tada, unatoč razmiricama koje postoje, kada netko puše u taj naš balon, možemo stvoriti povoljno ozračje, barem do neke mjere.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to therefore stress always that the devotees should be very humble servants of each other.
Stoga je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu često naglašavao da bhakte moraju biti ponizni sluge jedni drugih.
He expected us to work together.
Očekivao je od nas da zajedno surađujemo.
And then he is ready to give his milost.
I tada je spreman dati svoju milost.
I want to thank all of you.
Želio bih vam svima zahvaliti.
I really hope that you will be able to take full shelter in the boat of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Uistinu se nadam da ćete moći uzeti puno utočište u brodu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I sincerely pray that in your heart you will experience the love of Godhead.
Iskreno se molim da u svojem srcu iskusite ljubav prema Bogu.
And I wish that you also can say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing in my life.
I želim da vi također možete reći Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se pojavljuje u mom životu.
Then you will see that there is no longer the word impossible, because by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything becomes possible.
I vidjet ćete da to više nije nešto nemoguće, već milošću Čajtanje Mahaprabhua sve postaje moguće.
Now we have a special feature of our program.
Sada imamo jedan poseban dio programa.
We will ask the old the elder devotees who have spread Krishna consciousness and in Croatia from the beginning on to come and enlighten us a little.
Zamolit ćemo starije bhakte koje su započeli i proširili pokret svjesnosti Krišne Hrvatskoj da dođu i da nas malo prosvijetli.
I request that we bring some chairs and help Navadvip to come. I saw Navadvip is somewhere here. And also our Chedi, we need to make a space for him that he can come. Srila Prabhupada ki! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Gauranga! 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 Oh, Gauranga! 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 Gauranga, 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 Gauranga,